From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. A lot of shoveling this past week, but building up my muscles, but I'm doing fine.
There you go. Yeah, I know you've got steep stairs at your house, so I was thinking rope toe, don't you think? A little ski lift there?
Yeah, that might simplify things.
Well, I was out in Oklahoma City this past week where there was no snow to speak of. The wind did whip down the plane, but it was a balmy 70 degrees, and we're visiting with some of the major donors that support the stations in Oklahoma City. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. Now, before you repeat the challenge, I just want to say something about our randomness of the chosen winner. Last week, we had a player from Olney, Maryland, and who was a government worker. And this week is a remarkable, almost coincidence. But first, our player had to solve the challenge that you posed last week. So let's start there. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Steve Baggish of Littleton, Massachusetts. I said, name a well-known current TV personality. Two letters in the first name, five letters in the last, add a V, as in Virginia, and rearrange all the letters to get the name of a well-known current person in politics. 4-4. Who are these two famous people?
Who are they?
They are Al Roker and Karl Rove.
Did you think this was easy because there are few government servants in, you know, public servants that have V and four-letter names? I just wondered about that.
I didn't think it was too bad, as challenges go.
No, well, we received quite a few entries from people who solved the puzzle. And our randomly selected winner is Terry Konauer. Now, get this. He's from Olney, Illinois. And, Terry, I understand you work for the U.S. Department of Education, which makes you a government worker, too.
Yes, that's correct.
This is amazing.
I know.
This is incredible. How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Well, I hate to admit it, but it only took me about 10 minutes. It was one of those extraordinary things that just came to me.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I have been listening for, oh my gosh, well over a dozen years. But this is actually the first time I've ever entered.
Oh, you know, we've had a lot of those, you know, in the last couple of months. This is incredible. Well, you know the drill, so you're ready to play, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Terry, please meet Will. Will, meet Terry. Let's play.
All right, Terry, every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which the two words are the same, except the first word has a short I sound, where the second has a short A sound. For example, if I gave you the clue, huge suitcase, you would say big bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, number one is a fast sound made by a duck.
Quick quack.
Quick quack is right. Number two, half a dozen carryalls.
Six sacks?
Six sacks is right. Examination of the epidermis.
Skin scan.
Skin scan is right. An unsophisticated rural cab driver.
And a little help?
Sure. I think, are you looking for kind of a name they call cab, like, well, you're looking for the word hack?
Yes.
Hick hack
is very good. Rodents in a well-known fancy hotel.
Ritz rat?
Ritz rats is right. A hut where a certain brand of razors is sold.
Oh, this is silly.
Chick Shack.
Yeah.
Chick Shack, good. An inflexible group of office workers.
Inflexible.
And think about the group of office workers.
Rigid.
You know, someone has a group working under him or her, and that would be this person's.
Oh, stiff staff.
Stiff staff, good. How about a slangy term for a movie press agent?
Flick flack?
Flick flack, excellent. A very young person who carries your golf clubs.
Kitty caddy.
Kitty caddy. harsh tasting cake mix.
Bitter batter.
Yes. Very basic specimen. And what would a specimen be in two syllables?
Specimen sample? Simple sample.
Yes, a simple sample. More impertinent sort of woman from the 1920s.
Flippier Flapper?
Flipper Flapper will do it, yes. How about a wicker container for certain baked goods?
Biscuit basket?
Yes, and your last one, skill displayed by Agatha Christie and Edgar Allan Poe. In three syllables. Skill displayed by Agatha Christie and Edgar Allan Poe. What kind of novel did
Mystery Master?
Mystery Mastery is right.
Mystery Mastery. A tisket, a tasket. Terry, that was great.
Well, thank you for your help.
Oh, please. I think we worked well together on this one. This was very fun. We'll send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Terry, what member station do you listen to?
We are members of WSIU and its affiliate WUSI in Ollie, Illinois.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Terry Konauer, for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you, Leanne.
All right. Will, the challenge now for everyone.
Well, name someone you might see at a party. Insert the letter T, as in Thomas, somewhere inside, and you'll name something found near the start of a book. What is it? The length of these answers is for you to discover. So again, name someone you might see at a party. Insert the letter T, as in Thomas, somewhere inside, and you'll name something found near the start of a book. What is it?
When you have the answer, put it in an email. Send it to us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, I'm going to have to play from the comfort of my car next week. I am helping WHYY celebrate its 50th anniversary, so Sheila Cast will be here to play, but I'm waiting for this answer. So thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.